It's easy, it can be so easy. Help me with my funds, I need somewhere to run, I need somewhere to go. If you tell Brianna about your problems, I bet she would know. She gon' show you things and tell you things you never seen before. She gon' teach you how to stack your bread and how to say it though.
It's just Brianna, tell me Brianna. 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 It's just Brianna, just Brianna, just Brianna.
Hey guys, welcome back. And if you're new here, welcome, welcome. We are back with another episode on EBJB, the podcast, with your girl, Jess Brianna. Well, all right, guys, I spoke briefly about this before on every episode this season, but I'm still going to bring it up in the beginning. This is the final season of Easy by Jess Brianna, the podcast. Of course, I'm going to talk about this a little bit more down the line. I have an episode already recorded and dedicated to this topic. So stick with me, stick around as I wrap this final season up with two more episodes after this, and I'm going to be letting you guys know what's happening next. Now on tonight's episode, we're going to be talking about, I want to say, my listeners' favorite topic, because this episode did fairly well. So I'm bringing it back, I'm revamping it, we're going to talk about it. But how we're going to talk about it today is, before it was a past tense, it was financial mistakes I used to make. Today, we're going to talk about financial mistakes I still make to this day. To this day, guys. And with me being financially savvy, I know a lot of you are like, how are you still making financial mistakes? Well, I'm human. I'm very much human. So, and I'm not rich. I think we should clarify that I am not rich. I'm not nowhere near rich, guys. I live a very normal, average life, which is fine for me. Financial freedom to me is no debt, and I don't have that. So I live a pretty normal life. I'm not rich. This channel is here to educate. This is an educational-based platform with the intent to educate on personal finance and financial literacy topics. So do I still make mistakes, even being financially savvy, even being a CPA, even looking into, as far as, I haven't told you guys this yet, but I am a licensed real estate agent in the state of Texas. Yes, I do still make mistakes. So we wouldn't have an episode tonight if I didn't. So let's talk about it. You guys like to hear about the mistakes I make and how I learn from it and what solutions I can offer you. So let's talk about it. One financial mistake I still make to this day is buying into fashion or trendy items that I can only wear once, and I'm not overall building a lasting wardrobe. Y'all, here's the issue. I'm cheap, okay? I'm just going to put it out there. I'm just going to say it. I like to hold on to my money rather than spend it. And if I do spend it, I like to spend it on things that's going to give me money back, meaning I like to make investments, okay? So buying into fast fashion or trendy items or cheaper items is kind of my go-to. And with that being said, I'm not building a lasting wardrobe. So I'm constantly buying and contributing my funds into my clothing, into my wardrobe, constantly adding and removing. And I'm not really buying pieces that will last long or that I would want to wear again. With that being said, do I know better? Of course. I know quality over quantity, but I still make mistakes. So what I do have right now in play is a plan to cater to more quality pieces than quantity pieces, because I know better. I know this is something that I shouldn't be doing, constantly making a budget, contributing to my clothing wardrobe. I'm not building a lasting wardrobe, a timeless wardrobe. I'm not buying pieces that will last a wash and dry. I'm not going to lie to y'all. There are some things I might buy off of Shein, Pretty Little Thing, fashion. I don't shop on Fashion Nova. I'm not even going to list there. But like, you know, Pretty Little Things, so on and so on. I can name a bunch of fast fashion websites, but I don't want to get hit with a lawsuit for copyright for slandering. So yeah, those little sites, they're quick and easy for me. I can get like a bunch of outfits for the price of one, but I've realized that doesn't work as far as my finances. This is constantly a financial mistake I'm making, because I'm not in a place where I should be constantly contributing my funds to my wardrobe. I need a lasting wardrobe. So that's the plan as of now. The plan as of now is to get those pieces that I just described. Now, will I still buy into those little trendy pieces? Every now and then, of course. But overall, I'll be building a closet that I won't have to invest into so often. And if I do, it's because I choose to and can afford to. Another financial mistake I still make to this day, guys, and I hope you can learn from this, is that sometimes I'm not fully prepared in emergency situations. I might have it once, because emergencies happen pretty often in my life, sadly. And so an emergency might come up, let's say in March, and I might wipe my emergency savings out. And then another emergency might come back up in June. And I didn't make it a priority of mine between March and June to rebuild my emergency savings. And I'm, like I said before, one thing I do pride myself on is not having any debt. So I try to keep it that way. So I don't take out loans, credit cards, all the things of that nature. I do have a credit card, but I keep it paid. I don't have no issues with that. You know what I'm saying? So, what have I learned from this? Why is this a mistake, and what have I learned? This is a mistake for me because when I do come up into an emergency and I did not make it a priority to rebuild my emergency savings, I'm now robbing Peter to pay Paul, meaning I'm taking away from something in my budget to attest to that emergency that I just had because I did not fully prepare for it. Do I know better? Absolutely. Literally, I preach about emergency savings and emergency, that net, that safety net you need to create. I preach about this on and on again on the podcast to my clients before in public speaking environments where I'm giving a talk or a speech. I talk about this all the time. You do need an emergency savings. It's important to have. And I know this is a priority that I need to always have. Now, at some points, my budget can be very freely, meaning I don't have anything coming up. I can put my budget into things that I don't need to, or I can build up like traveling and things of that nature. And then there's times when I have to be very strict and only cater to essentials. And when I get to those times, that's whenever I need to build my emergency savings back. But for me, the mistake is I wait until I'm actually in an emergency, until before. So do not make the mistake of creating this safety net when an emergency comes up. You're going to be looking like, man, I knew JB was talking about something. I knew this was a mistake that she was saying and I should learn from. Listen, learn from me. Learn from me. Constantly make your emergency savings a priority. Constantly cater to it. Constantly put money to the side to it. When you're budgeting, make sure there's always an emergency savings line for you to cater to. Do not wait until you're in an emergency to be like, oh man, I knew I should have built the emergency savings. I'm trying to tell y'all something. Create that safety net for you and your family. All right, last financial mistake I still make to this day is sometimes creating a budget that's larger than the income that I actually bring in that month. Now, before you try to judge me, let's talk about it. Because what happens is, with my business, there are times I lack inconsistency, meaning there are times I'm not pursuing my business because of personal matters. And that is an issue. That is a mistake. You should not be doing that. Consistency is key. But therefore, my sales and my streams are affected by my inconsistency, meaning that I probably brought in a certain amount in January, and then by the time March came around, I'm not bringing in that certain amount, but I'm still having the same budget carry over from January. So I'm creating a budget that's larger than the income that I'm bringing in because I'm not being consistent with myself and my business. Now, this is a mistake. This is absolutely a mistake. Solution? Consistency, guys. When you start with something, and there's not going to always be a month that, or a time that you're always doing great. You know, there is going to be time, especially in entrepreneurship and owning a small business, where your business is going to take a hit, or you're going to go up and down and up and down and up and down. So I say that with a grain of salt, but consistency, that's a solution. And also constantly catering your budget to your income. And even if you find points where your budget is larger than your income, create income streams to fill that gap. Learn from me, all right? Because my inconsistency sometimes do cost me. And that's me being honest here. Me being inconsistent at times do cost me. Now, when I am consistent, the sales, the streams, the money is through the roof. It's good money. I ain't here to lie to you. But when I have those moments where I gotta step away because life is life in, or grief is a little bit harder than need be than usual, then, you know, sometimes I step away and I take a hit financially. And therefore, my budget is sometimes larger than my actual income. And that is a financial mistake to me. There was times when I made extra a priority, and there's times when I haven't. So we're going to talk about just adjusting your budget accordingly pretty often. That's just what we're going to talk about. Just adjust your budget accordingly. If you feel your income is slipping, you need to make your budget adjusting that it's only catering to what you're bringing in. Or you need to find another stream of income to fill in that gap, okay? So that was some honesty for y'all right there. That was some honesty for y'all. I was about to cuss and say, for your ass, but I don't need to get flagged. So yeah. Those are the financial mistakes I still actually make to this day. I'm still learning through it. I got solutions. I know better. But things happen. I'm human. And sometimes I come out of my budget. All right, y'all. I'm rooting for you. Learn from my mistakes. Stay consistent. Be real with yourself about what you're budgeting for. Leave them fast fashion $12 shirts alone, because it's not making it through the wash. And I'll see y'all next week, all right? As always, guys, thank you for listening. God bless. JV. All right, y'all. So if you made it this far, that means you listened to my episode in its full entirety, the ads and all. And I just want to take the time to thank you. Thank you for being a real one and supporting me and Easy by Just Brianna, the podcast, as we are on the final season and wrapping up a 5-year journey. You still took the time to come and listen to what I have to put out, and I appreciate you. By listening to those ads, you know that's how your girl gets paid. Got to get my coin. No, but honestly, thank you, thank you, thank you. And as always, God bless. JB.